He could smell nothing but gin and ash from the ashtray. A cigarette still burnt on the rim from life in this fast lane. His dad slept on the couch, looked just like a vagrant. A child cleaned the whole house without a sound to wake him. Cause if he woke him, there were scars to show such mistakes. If he provoked him, his father loved to hate. His dad worked the night shift, wore the same stained t-shirt, stayed yellow and dingy to reflect the way that he hurt. And when he came home, he'd lie and tell him that he missed him, to avoid the head after the alcohol hit his system. And as he grew older, he knew what the wrong pad does. He said he'd never throw his kids into the bathtub, or push them downstairs, or burn them with a lit cigarette, or beat them in their sleep by a fatherly silhouette. And when his father came back years later, he hit him. When his dad asked for forgiveness, he simply would not forgive him. But God, it couldn't stop it. Completely exhausted, she collapsed. When he lost it, he went ballistic, swinging wildly and open-fisted. An eternity of hurt done in a minute before it's finished. He let out a thunderous roar from the core of his hurting. Closed doors and curtains make her absorb his cursing with a swing. He reached deep inside and shattered her dreams with a push. He crushed her pride and battered everything. She trembled in fear, guarding her kids from him. He couldn't stomach his feelings, he just hates to love them. And he hates to hurt them, loves to serve them, hates the burden, loves to brag about them, hates to fight them, just hates for certain. Why do you do this to me? Feels selfish and is screaming. His dad's inner demon is a scapegoat for convenience. He looked at her eyes and she's completely frightened. He hates his dad, but he found out he's just like him. His hands cuffed his face, he held the tears in his palms. A man corrupts the faith of his kids, and now that they're gone, he's brokenhearted. He now wonders how they viewed him. Alone in his apartment, he stared at the pictures they drew him. And he could smell nothing but gin and ash from the ashtray. A cigarette still burns on the rim from life in the fast lane. He slumped in his couch, he had enough and cried out. Begged for God to answer him alone with the lights out. He felt a change in his face, yes he made some mistakes. But someone told him to have faith and be saved by grace. So he did, he gave up everything hoping they'd forgive. Dumped out his bottles cause he knew it'd be good for the kids and for the occasion. He wore a tie and was clean shaven, hoping to get back in their life if they take him. But it was years later and his oldest just hit him. And when he begged for forgiveness, they simply would not forgive him.
He stood there holding roses, broken at the stem. He sees his father in himself and he needs to forgive him. Forgive him.
I'm sorry for blaming you for everything. I just couldn't.